Blog Talk Radio.
But again,
Are you working to just be working, or are you working to do more? Because the generality is you work to promote, to go higher, so you don't have to work as much because you have somebody under you to do that work you used to do, right? But if you never get to that point, then you're just working to be working. And is that what you want? Are you content with that? Because you have to be honest about that, especially if you've worked more than 5 years. It's not like it was 50 years ago and you're just with one company for 30, 40 years anymore. You're fortunate to work 5 years straight in a company nowadays, right? You know, so again, success. Now, let's say if it's something in another field, let's say if it's sports, if you're an athlete, okay, and you have an opportunity to get drafted, let's say, okay, if you do everything to be in position to be drafted, and then on draft day, decide to take your name off the board, but somebody wanted to pay you $10 million, you know, are you really going to turn down $10 million? But guess what? There's people out there who get to that point, that pinnacle, right on the edge, and then all of a sudden change their mind and go sell insurance. This happened. So what was it? You know, the fear of success holds a lot of people back. You have to think about it on the basis, I should say, of what you're really trying to accomplish over a period of time, especially if you have a family, or even if you don't have a family. Eventually you're going to have one, maybe. You know, so what about your kids? What about your kids' kids? So, again, I want to get an idea from people. You know, right now, if you're online, thank you for listening. But if you have access to a phone, call in. I want to hear 646-652-4479. I do apologize. It looks like I'm losing my voice a little bit, so hopefully you can hear me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to give some more examples about being afraid to succeed in some other areas where people sometimes are, you know, a little bit, you know, hesitant to do what they say they want to do. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home, being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLETT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. competition. It's all about the competition. Competition. It's all about the competition. Competition. You know I know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I? Let me prove it. Whoa, let me step back. That sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet. But definitely not wired. Earth, this ain't the Wild Wild West. Not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my weapon of choice. Please don't get it twisted if you miss it. Turn on the television. Tune in to 107.9. Get the agency late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. I-N-T-E-W-E-C-T. Hit me on my email. Yeah. ATL is where I dwell. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for record to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
I-N-T-E-L-E-C-T, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I have the microphone in my hand right now. It is time for me to show you how I get down. Been a long time coming, much anticipated, 10 years in the making, very complicated. For all of you who are listening to this particular track, out of live radio MP3, play it back. In regards to my intro, if you ask who this be, 1994 grad, Kendrick Cherokee. If you need more specifics, then wait until it's over. Better yet, buy it, read the album cover. Either way, I believe you will be satisfied with what I say. My lyrics different, this I cannot lie. I have the opportunity to get into this game. Now press rewind a couple of times so you don't forget my name. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
Hey everyone, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, back once again. That little track was called Competition, and if you don't know who that was, I'm not going to tell you. And my voice is actually getting worse, folks, so I might end up cutting this a little bit short, but I'm going to give a chance for some callers to still call in, just in case. Again, the theme of tonight's episode is, why are people afraid of success? And again, there's all kinds of different levels of success. You know, people can say money, people can say elevated status in life, things of this nature, but so many people have an opportunity to do something and they don't do it. Why is that? Let's take acting, for instance. There's all these TV shows, movies, commercials. You know, you have to be very, you know, dynamic. You got to be very professional. You have to be prepared to be picked for something like that, right? At least people think so. Well, people know about opportunities all the time. But do you know how many people actually don't show up to an audition that they know about? Turn down things by actions. They don't have to say they don't want to do it. They just have to not show up, because that's what the casting director is going to say. You didn't show up. You don't care. You don't. It doesn't matter to you. That's the only thing they can't think of, because if you have enough notice to prepare yourself, if you know you have a car where you can drive to get there, you have gas in the car to drive to get there, you know the part because you have the lines to practice, you have a headshot, that means you could have did it, right? There's a lot of people who turn down work every day just because, or what is it? Is it because they're lazy? Is it because they don't have the acting chops, per se? You know, or is it they are worried about having to do work all the time if they get picked? nevertheless, they're getting paid. But is the pressure of them being successful too much for them? Maybe. Let's take modeling. Okay? And someone says, hey, you can be in this magazine if you get, you know, professional images, you get your hair done a certain way, you get wardrobe done a certain way, you show up to the shoot, you can be in a magazine. You know how many people never get into a magazine just because they don't show up to something? Why? What's the answer to that? I would love to know from the female's point of view, if someone's not afraid to call in and tell me. You can call 646-652-4479. I won't bite. It's confusing. You see what I'm saying? It's a matter of why are we going to let somebody else do it who doesn't even have as much talent as you do sometimes? At least that's what is said on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, right? All these mechanisms that people use, but at the end of the day, you can't call yourself a true talent because you can't prove anything. In the workplace and as employers, you can't really complain about certain things if you never push. If you get rejected, that's one thing. If they say, no, you're not qualified, okay, but at least you tried. But if you didn't even try to get that promotion, you didn't even let someone know, you know what, I deserve more money because I have been here for 5 years. I've never missed a day at work and all that kind of good stuff. You see what I'm saying? Or guess what? If what you're doing isn't existing where you're at, you might have to move. You know, or are you just content with where you're at? You know, someone says you can make $100 an hour and you're making $10 an hour. Don't you think you need to find out what you need to do to make $100 an hour? If it's legal, if it's ethical, right? Or are you just going to be happy with $10 an hour forever? You can't really live and pay your bills on $10 an hour, can you? I mean, you can find a way. You can find a way to justify it. Are you afraid of success? I'm going to do some more episodes in regards to this. I'm not going to just do this one show mostly because I did this last minute and I didn't really push it that far. Two, my voice is gone. I don't know what happened. I have been doing a lot of talking lately. I've been doing some business presentations, and I've been writing proposals, and I just recently built a website, actually, for a young lady in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Vegeta Giddens, and she's just started her own company. She said that, you know, she's been doing this, she's been doing that, but she's had this mindset that she wants to do something on her own, and she believes she can do it. And in January, she kind of talked to me about it. Okay, for the first time, and Vegeta told me, hey, Chris, you know what I told you about a long time ago? Well, I think I'm ready to do it. I think I'm ready to kind of move forward with it. She started giving me the idea. I said, oh, okay, well, let's talk more. Okay. And then in February, she got really serious to the point, well, Chris, I need a website. And she hit me up, and I was like, okay. And we started doing stuff, and she, in the meantime, she was working on getting her business license. She was working on getting, you know, looking at office spaces and all this kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, here it is, March. Guess what? She has a TV commercial, okay? She's going to have some radio commercials coming up later this month. She's going to have flyers going out because she has an event April 5th, okay? She has a company. It's called Vegeta Models and Talent Consulting. You can visit her website at www.MegidaModelsAndTalent.com. I'll post it up on my pages as usual. But she's somebody who took her idea and went forward with it because she's not afraid of success. And notice, I've not said the word failure all night so far until just now because you can't really do anything with failure. You're going to fail one way or the other. Who cares about failing? It's succeeding that you have to care about. In one way or the other, she's going to do what she says she's going to do. And that's what confuses me so much with some people when they say they're going to do something. Why don't they go through with it until they can't anymore? know, you might slow down, but quitting is crazy, right? If you really believe in it. But if you don't really believe in it, you probably shouldn't push that hard because you're involving other people. You see what I'm saying? Now, it looks like I do have a caller. I don't know if they wanted to call in and talk to me. Like I said, the theme of tonight is why are people afraid of success? So let's see if this caller wants to, you know, throw in their two cents.
Hi, caller. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Chris, it's Troy.
Yes, I can hear you.
How you doing tonight? Sorry you're losing your voice.
No problem. Who am I speaking to tonight?
My name's Troy.
Oh, isn't Troy Nelson on my Facebook page?
Nah, the same guy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Saw your post about the show. Thought I'd check it out tonight. I like your topic.
I appreciate it.
Going through some of those challenges and challenging myself right now. So good to hear other people talk about why I'm questioning myself, why with the ideas I've had and some of the things I wanted to put forth, why I've allowed myself to be afraid of success when, you know, that self-sabotaging or those things that we allow to get into us and that doubt creeps in and we realize that once we put ourselves out there that really that fear was worth the risk. Even if you fail, at least you don't have that sitting in the back of your mind as if what if and live with, I'd rather live with, yeah, I hate living with those kind of things anymore.
And it's tough, and depending on the industry, and you do photography, correct?
I do videography and photography. I'm actually looking at starting an internet TV channel over here, and you're in Miami. I'm over in Fort Myers, Naples area. So I have some ideas that I think are good ideas, just trying to get the traction and giving myself the time to put itself out there and let it see if it, you know, it's an idea that will grow or not.
Well, one thing about, of course, the internet, it's the internet. There's billions of people online at any given time. And so it always comes down to what kind of content and how many people can you get in front of the content in a timely manner for it to count. So the thing of it is that if you can do that, you can get traction. It's just a matter of how long does it take. So, and if you think about all the other crazy stuff that's on the internet right now, you know it's wide open. You know?
Exactly, so, and the price is right.
Exactly, and that's the other thing. And that's the thing that's frustrated me over the years is that, I said this from the very beginning when I started what I was doing, is that until they say it's not free, how come they're not using it? That's crazy talk. You know, back in MySpace days, you know, back in just a time where people could do stuff. You know, and even now still, I mean, you can build a website for free if you really want to. But if you don't want to take the time to do it, you're going to get somebody else to do it, and they're really good at it, they're going to make you pay for it. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And, no.
Nobody's going to have the love for it that you are. You know, if it's your baby, you got to put the work in because nobody's gonna love it or have the passion that, you know, you do if it's your idea.
Exactly. Yeah, and now to say that's a point of contention with most point people because they feel that once they kind of put themselves out there that all their responsibility is gone. And that's strange to say, well, they're not trying to walk that runway. They're not trying to get in front of the camera. That's what you said you were going to do. So why are they responsible for that? You know, and that's what's frustrating. That's why I've always cautioned people to say, look, it's not just you involved, it's photographer. Hairstylist, if they're makeup artists, if everybody else that's involved with what you're doing at that point in time, where if you waste the time, they can't get that time back. They could have been working on something else besides messing around with you. And people need to respect that. And that's why so many people in the industry are so cautious now. You know, dealing with people. And it hurts.
Yeah, no. All you have to do is be burned a couple times and then you don't do it again. I completely understand. We've all been there.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. And, you know, yeah, you don't want to burn bridges, but at a certain point you kind of do have to do it, you know, because you're the only one that has to suffer. Those people don't really care, you know. So
right.
It's a matter of definitely pushing forward. And like I said, whatever market you might be at, like I said, it could be in, you know, South Dakota or like you are there in the Naples area or Miami, Atlanta, New York, whatever. You know, it's always going to be difficult. Some places are worse than others, of course. You know that. You know, but it's a matter of your quality and your product and your work. You know, eventually can speak for itself. You continue to, you know, be able to be sustained with what you need to do. You know, the people will talk positive people and positive work. You know.
I agree. Well, I've just wanted to call in and support your show, and I liked your topics, and look forward to listening to more things in the future.
Yeah, it's been a while. This is probably the first show I've done since last December, truth be told, just because of a lot of things happening. But I do plan on getting the show back on the air a lot more frequently. I have so much other stuff going on, but I am trying to kind of get the show back running, and because I do have my magazine that I've had to put on hold with everything, with my dad and everything, but slow but sure, I'm going to be kind of coming out that cubbyhole, so to speak, and I'm still here. I had to slow it down, you know, I had a good reason, but I'm still doing stuff, I'm still alive, you know, so I'm going to be here to try to, you know, again, help people do what they do, and, you know, like I said, that's why I have the show also, to provide people an avenue to let people know what they do, you know, where they at, how. In fact, you know, I don't know if you have a website or not, but if you do, go ahead and let people know a little bit more about what you do in your site. I have enough time for you to do that.
Sure, yeah, I'll keep you updated on what we're doing over here, absolutely.
Yeah, so, no, I mean right now, like, if you have a website
I have a company called Fifth Gear Media, and we're launching launching an online TV channel called SFI TV. It's Southwest Florida's infotainment network, and we can be reached at sfitvinfo.com, and we're on Facebook, Twitter, those kinds of things. Just type in SFI TV, and we'll come up.
All right. Well, just to let the audience know, each of these episodes are archived, and once the show is processed, I get all tweaked and everything. I post the show after the fact so that if you did miss it live, you can still listen to it. And the people, especially when I start having guests on a regular basis, you know, they'll be able to, you know, listen to, you know, what you did and everything like that too. So it's a good avenue to have. That's one of the reasons I started the show, to give people more of an opportunity to kind of place themselves in the marketplace. So I appreciate that, Troy. I'm glad you called in. Like I said, it was just hanging there. It is kind of crazy, but it's still technically the first of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. I kind of know where you're coming from. I'm coming out of some personal family issues and stuff. I'm coming to come out of it. So keep the faith, and we'll keep in touch.
I appreciate it. You have a good night, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, everyone. I'm on my. Oh, okay. This is a new dashboard. Anyway, thanks for Troy Nelson down there in Naples, Southwest Florida area, for calling in. And again, like I said, I created this for people to be able to, you know, get on board and push themselves and things of that nature. Again, I am going to do some more episodes of this particular topic. Obviously, you know, it is something that people have thought about. Why be afraid of success? And guess what? Other people will affect that success, obviously, right? This is Chris, Allentown Worldwide Radio. I'm going to go ahead and get off the air for now. And look out for the next episode, hopefully this Friday. And I'm going to do a part two. I'm going to go ahead and do a series of this particular topic. Again, this is Chris, Allentown Worldwide Radio. Thanks for everybody who listened. Talk to you all later.